Whether you celebrate Christmas or Hanukkah, this December is certainly a month where faith and worship are embraced and celebrated. Or is it? Because there are some who claim to know better and say that faith in America and elsewhere is on a sharp decline. That drop is said to be found in church attendance, prayer habits, even religious affiliation. These religion is dying proclaimers even show up with what they say are facts and statistics. Renexius has taken a look not just at those statistics, but also how they're manipulated to fit a message which runs counter to the truth and to the facts. His new book, The Triumph of Faith, is where you can read the facts versus the fiction. Here to discuss this is best-selling author and distinguished professor of the social sciences at Baylor University, Rodney Stark. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning.
And the website is the obvious, if you were guessing, rodneystark.com. So what is the claim being made about religion that was the catalyst for you to write The Triumph of Faith?
Well, it's just has been going on as my entire career, is that people keep telling us about how everything went away last week or last year or 10 years ago when nothing happens. For example, everyone, it's widely reported in the press, and this has been going on for 40 years off and on, that the young people have deserted the church. Right now we're hearing the millennials aren't going, and, you know, that's going to be it. In the book, I have a table that supports that view, if that's the view you want. It shows that people under, there's a national survey, that people under age 30 are much less likely to go to church than people over 30 or over 40 or over 50. And so you can see that there it is. Trouble is, that table that I have in the book is from 1980.
Whoops.
You could do the same with a table from 1940. The fact is that people under 30 have always been not very good church attenders compared to what they were later in life after they got married and had kids. I mean, this is a thing that's gone on as long as we have surveys, that younger people tended not to go as often, but those same people then went to church more often, and consequently, there has been no change in the church attendance rate in this country since the late 60s. And the only change then was Catholics declined a little bit after Vatican II because they kind of got the message that it wasn't really that much of a sin to miss once in a while. So that's what they started doing. The fact of the matter is church attendance remains high and hasn't been declining. Church membership is where it always has been, although people are going to different churches. So, you know, everybody reports, well, the Methodists have lost members, and the Presbyterians have lost members, and the Episcopalians have lost a lot of members. But then don't go ahead and report, and they all went over to the Baptists and the Evangelicals.
Yeah, and you have a statistic in the book, too. The non-denominational Christian churches have grown... exploded in attendance and affiliation.
Exploded in attendance is right. And then people come out and some very good scholars try to produce a census of American religion every 10 years. But they don't have any money and they have to work off of church yearbooks. And consequently, they try to come up with the number of churches and the number of members in every county in the United States. And they find that about half of the people, or slightly less, are belonging to church. Problem is that they don't have information on any of the evangelical non-denominational churches and a whole lot of others. So recently, a couple of my colleagues have gone out and really searched the trees and the woods and everywhere for churches in six counties spread around the country, and they find that the census is wrong by about 30%. And they're not just missing some storefront churches. They're missing churches with 2,000-3,000 members. Consequently, it's about 70% of Americans actually belong to a local congregation. And then, of course, there are the nuns, N-O-N-E-S. The Pew people would like to tell us that everybody's becoming a nun, and that means everybody's becoming an atheist. The problem is that the people who say their religion is none pray and believe in angels and a whole bunch of other things like that, so they're hardly irreligious. What they're saying is, I don't belong to a local church.
Talking with Professor Rodney Stark, his new book, The Triumph of Faith, Why the World is More Religious Than Ever. RodneyStark.com is his website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. That's one of the first things that caught my attention, too, reading your book, is if the claim is that we are less religious through any organization, pick whichever organized religion or facilities you want, when you ask a person of their religion, the degree by which they are religious, have faith, believe, disbelieve, whatever the question happens to be, the person responding or the people responding in the various polls that you used as your basis for your book just run total counter to any idea or claim that that religion is dead.
Yeah, well, this is a media event, and it's been going on since I used to be a newspaper reporter. Somehow, in those city rooms, we were all very smug. We were too smart to believe in anything. And so we believed in nothing. But the fact of the matter is that religion hasn't done much of anything in this country except prosper. And around the world, religion has been increasingly like, it's an enormous growth. In Latin America, it used to be that everybody was supposed to be a Catholic, but nobody went to church. Now there are a lot of Protestants in Latin America, and the Catholics go to church.
Talk about China as well. That's probably the most surprising part as far as where the image or the assumption versus the reality are very two different things.
Yes, China. It's amazing in China. There are about 100 million Christians in China at the moment. But at the rate of conversion that's going on, if it holds, say, for another 15 years, there'll be 300 million Christians in China. And the interesting thing is, if you want to go to the really intensely religious places in China, go to the universities. I mean, that's where it's most intense.
There's one very dangerous part, too, of some of the faiths, for example, especially in Europe and elsewhere in the Middle East as well, the idea or the belief in anti-Semitic beliefs within certain religious people, certain religions. And it's, and certainly in reaction to many of the things that we see in current events, the ignoring of that part of a foundation of that faith or those faiths is certainly not the cure for what ails those faiths.
No. Well, that's something that's really very troubling. I've been asked, why is anti-Semitism as high as it is in Europe? And it's a lot higher than one would expect. It's as high as 30-40% of people who are really quite anti-Semitic in many European countries. And the thing is, this isn't something that just happens. This is something that's still there. Nothing got learned somehow from the Holocaust by a lot of people. As a matter of fact, 30-40% of the people in Europe will say the Jews should stop talking about the Holocaust. And about a third say, well, they think it was greatly exaggerated, that it didn't really happen that way. That's pretty depressing.
One of the standouts, there was the table 2-4 percentage who scored high on anti-Semitism index, the country overall on the index. Greece, 69%. All these numbers are shocking. Austria, 28. Belgium, 27. Finland 15, France 37, but Greece.
Look at Poland is what, in the 40s?
Poland was, I don't have that one in front of me, 45, yeah. And Serbia, which that's probably not too shocking with their high numbers, but you look at even Ireland at 20, and even Great Britain with 8%. But when I guess you take into account, too, the rise of Islam in so many of those countries and the transplanting of people from the Middle East into those countries, that pollutes the number as well.
Yeah, although, there's no place with more than 5% Muslims. So, say France has got 5%, but the rest of those anti-Semites in France are not Muslims.
Yep. Well, Justin, I always say I like to run a fair ship here as we wrap up our time with Professor Rodney Stark and The Triumph of Faith, Why the World is More Religious Than Ever, his new book, RodneyStark.com on the web, here on Issues and Ideas. What about the claims of atheism, how that's on the rise? We have a new atheist. There was even, I think, in Chicago or somewhere in Illinois, a new atheist church started, which must be the most quiet sermon you ever heard in the world. But, you know, as far as the claims of atheism on the rise because religion is dying, what do the facts say against that?
Well, in 1944, for the very first time, the Gallup poll asked Americans if they believed in God, and 4% said no. Last year, 4% said no. Now, that means, of course, the number of atheists is more than doubled because the number of Americans is more than doubled.
Right.
But their share of the market has not grown by, an iota. Now, what has happened, of course, is they're a lot more visible because of various court decisions. They're in a position to run around and say, you can't have Christmas, you can't have this, you can't have that, the Ten Commandments can't be recited, a football coach should be fired if he prays with the kids. I mean, you know, they can make a lot of noise, but there aren't any more of them than there ever were. And, of course, I must say something else on behalf of friends I have who are atheists. Most of them keep their mouths shut. They don't worry about religion. They're not personally religious, and that's that. What we're seeing is some real bums running around, you know. They've got to impose their views on everybody.
And they are
atheist missionaries.
Well, that's the case for you listening, and some of the claims has you down. Rodney's book, The Triumph of Faith, Why the World is More Religious Than Ever, gives you the statistics by which you can battle back with the truth and take comfort in the fact that, yes, we are in various ways, granted, in various avenues, through various paths of everyone's walk, looking for the same thing as far as faith, reassurance, stability, and wisdom in whatever word you happen to follow. RodneyStark.com. You can learn more about The Triumph of Faith as well as Rodney's other books. He is a best-selling author as well as distinguished professor of the social sciences at Baylor University. Professor Rodney Stark, thanks for being here this morning.
I was delighted to be with you.